Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and healthy and darn sexy people. Oh my goodness, what an interesting time to be alive, huh? Why do you think we signed up for this? Oh, well, see, that was easy. Ask and the answer comes in. So that we could practice and know that we are our own creators. Yeah, I remind you that from the webinar on the coronavirus, the biggest cause of it energetically is I have no control over me and my life. And you know, if you're involved in this work at all, that is a false statement. So we get to now deal with all the old hidden subconscious stuff still lurking around that says we're not, so that we can bring it forward, right? So my news today is kind of a conglomeration of a lot of things. They keep reminding me of this statement saying, cornerstone of this philosophy, which is be in the world, but not of it. Which literally means you have to live in the physical world. You have to deal in the physical world, but don't get embroiled in all the frequencies of fear and judgment and quote unquote reality, right? That comes in and surrounds you from the outside world. So you're in the world, but you're not of the world, letting it affect you and determine your thoughts for you and your fears for you, etc. So, basically, what they gave us in the webinar on the virus is, we're going to add frequency here so I can explain it. I am the frequency of a strong immune system, and I am happy. Just keep focused on that thing. That now, the second thing I want you to claim right now is I am the frequency of easy creation. So let's talk for just a minute about what's a frequency. Basically, in the simplest terms that I can give you, not an electronics engineer, a frequency is the rate that the vibration occurs, the rate that an energetic vibration occurs, which makes up a wave, like the electromagnetic fields, which is measurable in light. I want you to hear that. It's measurable in light because we know that everything that's created in physical form is lowered from a state of light. So literally, when we're saying, I am the frequency of easy creation, we are saying, I am vibrating at that level of easy creation. I am sending out that electromagnetic wave into the air, into the atmosphere, okay, which is returned to me. So again, guys, if you want to hear the song of money in your life, you have to be the radio that tunes yourself into the frequency of money, loving money, having money, appreciating money, taking care of money, everything good about money. Tune yourself into that so that the universe can send you back the song of money in your life. You're just a radio tuning yourself in. But right now, most of us are tuned into a lot of fear. And worry and fear will create absolutely the very things you do not want. So then you get to practice how to hold your focus, which we've been talking about for years, how important it is to be able to hold your focus in the creation of anything. And that dovetails into the webinar March 25th, which is, it's next Wednesday. Yeah. No, it's a week from Wednesday. Sorry. And because when we're under stress, we lose focus. Now, I know that because I just had my brain scan that I do once every 3 or 4 years, just because I have, they think, Parkinson's and stuff in my family. So the doctor looks at me and says, Dee, you got no signs of Parkinson's, no signs of Alzheimer's or dementia. You know, there's just nothing there. So if you're losing your words or any of that's happening, and I'm speaking only for me, not a doctor, it's stress, because stress makes you lose your focus. And stress means you're trying to handle like 4 things at a time, right? So your brain is looking at 4 different places at the same time, and you wonder why you can't find the word. Well, it makes perfect sense to me, because that's pretty much my day. Is I go from acting and putting down an audition back to writing the e-blast, doing a private session. You know, it's kind of crazy. Fun and awesome, but a little bit of a challenge to hold your focus. And when he said that, it just shot me against the wall. Because the webinar and stress is coming. It's all so interconnected. The virus and stress and focus and staying in your knowing. You guys want to be really sure you keep directing your heart line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point, so you stay in your knowing. Now, if you want a real simple way to understand all this, the new program that I did, The Science of Creation, explains in really easy terms how this all works, along with faith and naivete. That's, you know, religion calls it faith. We call it focus. We call it knowing is the highest word for us. So that's a brand new program. I broke it down into 3 parts so you can afford to do each one of them a month or however you want to do it. But it's on the homepage at imdwallace.com, along with the new core beliefs breakdown, that if you're doing this work, you've got to understand what all the core beliefs mean. So again, I am the frequency of easy creation. I am the frequency of a strong immune system. And I am happy. Guys, we just cannot fear our own authority anymore. Past life, future life, negative experiences, all those things can be affecting how much we trust ourselves. right, in our own power. Well, we're the consciousness that decides how we handle our power. We are in control. And the more you know that, the more you create a healthy immune system, because you're not going into worry and doubt and fear and all those things that break your immune system down. Well, okay. I was going to go to the calls, but they're saying we have to balance all of this for everybody. So you're joining me. We're invoking the symbol and the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We claim we are divine love, and so it is. And we're directing all of us today that we want the highest answer, and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. All right. I'm going to go to the calls. We're going to try and fly through as many as we can. Please have your question ready. Okay. What's going on with my... I can't get my clicker to move. There it is. Susan, you're on.
Okay. I have a question. It's two-part concerning my son. I'll be very brief as possible as I can. He has always had hearing problems. Monday, he was attacked, and his left eardrum was ruptured by an angry assailant that threatened to kill him as well. So I want to find out energetically what your guides say about that, and also what, besides sending love to both him and the assailant that attacked him, how else can I help him to heal and understand why this is happening to him? I hope you have your body book with you.
I don't need the body book.
Okay, good.
But it is here. The first thing I heard, Susan, is that he's so angry that his hearing is impaired. He's so angry at his ear and his hearing. And somehow that anger created attracting this to him. That's the first thing. The second thing, hold on, we're going to a core belief. What you don't like, you attract, guys. What you're in fear of, you attract. What you're angry about, you attract more of. Okay, this page here. 5. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. Boy, that's coming up from so many people in the private sessions. So let's get clear about what here is. Basically, and this is the first thing I heard, Susan, I'm damaged. So, I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong.
Okay.
So, he's got to accept himself in his wholeness. And that's where you can help him. He's whole,
okay,
complete, and perfect just the way he is. Yes, and love to his assailant. But what provoked this guy to attack him? There was something that provoked him.
Eric was driving, thinking that he was in a turning lane when he was actually in oncoming traffic. And he got out of the way of the man, and then the man followed him to where he went to pick up food, and then got out with his baseball bat and started beating the shit out of him, basically. So he provoked the man by making the man angry while he was driving, because he didn't see that he was not in the right lane.
Well, but I want you to hear he was going the wrong way.
Right.
Okay. So, I'm supposed to be here. I belong. I always choose the highest way for me to go. But you see, here comes focus again. He was unfocused and not focused on where he was going. Otherwise, he wouldn't have turned into oncoming traffic.
I see.
Okay. So, again, the biggest thing the channel's saying that he needs to do is accept and love himself. Quit judging himself for this hearing loss thing. Because I'm not getting anything else, Susan. Go ahead.
So, I just wanted to find out how to help him myself to understand, because he's not into the work. He's still Jehovah's Witness. So I wanted to know, basically explain what you just said to him.
Well, explain it to him in science. It's science. It's fact. You know, that right now he is focused on judging himself.
Okay.
Now, I would think that any religion teaches that self-judgment is not beneficial. However, we know that many, many religions teach us that the more we judge ourselves, the more God loves us, because then we can prove continually that we're not worthy. And that leads to, I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. So the more you can empower him to love himself and know that feeling good about himself, maybe Deepak Chopra's book, The Science of Spirituality, would be a good place for him to start, because it really brings in a lot of science with why you want to focus on loving yourself and knowing your self-worth.
Yes, Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe in loving themselves.
Yeah, well, probably not a lot you can do to help him then. Sorry.
So I'm just going to have to show him, well, I'll just be an example of love.
That's right, and you just love him unconditionally.
I do.
Okay, I know.
He's my baby. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet. I mean, guys, again, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, okay? Joy in Cape Cod. Hi.
Hi. To make this quick, I guess it's something to do with focus. When you mentioned focus, that's what struck me. I've been doing a lot of work for the collective and all that stuff, and it's all fine, but there's something that I can't get a grip on, and I guess I have heartburn. I guess that's the symptom I have.
Yeah, well, before you even said the word heartburn, they went, it's all about self-love. You're doing it for everybody else. You're not doing it for you, Joy.
Oh, I thought I'd done pretty well lately with that, but I got bored.
That's a true statement. You think you have. When I say you have, I get a no. So let's just see where you're falling out. So that just means there's something to tweak. You know,
yep.
Sheets, book, give me a song, baby.
Oh. All that comes to me is All Alone. I don't even know if that's a song.
Okay, well, do you feel all alone? I mean, really?
No.
In the world?
No. Well,
then this is a past life thing that's coming up. That I get a yes on. Yeah, this is a lot of, and I've had two or three instances of that in private sessions in the last week, where things from past and future lives were coming up to be healed so that the people could really move on. That's what's going on with you too. So that means on this call, it's going on with everybody or many of us, right? So that means we must direct all the energy of us on all time, space, continuums, and dimensions to integrate with us around self-love, joy, self-acceptance. And focus ourselves on that. So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around all of that. We are divine love. So it is. Yep. Okay. So
thank you.
I would take a week
my whole life has been about self-love, but I sure have thought I've made leaps and bounds, but
made leaps and bounds, and that's why this little pocket that's hanging out in there. And it's mostly in the area of your health, they're saying, so that'll help you clarify it some more.
Okay.
Does that make
sense?
Thank
you very much.
Okay. All righty, we're going to Kathy. Hold on, I didn't get her. The switchboard's slow. Kathy in Kentucky, you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hi, darling.
Hi. I'm working to try to simplify my life by dispersing a lot of physical things from family members, you know, et cetera. And I'm running into a problem of doubting every decision I make and going over it and thinking I've done the wrong thing.
Okay, why don't you ask for their guidance? You're not asking for their guidance. Tell me where you want this to go. They'll tell you.
Wow.
And you know, also the second thing that's coming in, Kathy, is they really don't care. They just don't care on the other side where we give our shit to. They just don't care. It's like, they have no, we're the only ones that have an emotional attachment. Do you understand? So you can't do anything wrong, baby. You can't make them unhappy or sad or do something they wouldn't want to do. It's a lesson for you in self-trust. Self-trust that you actually can and do, because you state that intention and direction, connect with the other side. Now, connecting with the other side is like everything else, guys. If you direct it, it has to take place. The energy has to follow. But then you've got to trust yourself, or otherwise you shut down your channel and you can't hear. Do you understand?
I do. I think I'm also trying to figure out whether I need to try to sell something, to donate it, to, you know, which direction for the things to go that would best benefit me also.
Okay, pick one, Kathy. Pick
one item. Okay, a table.
Okay, so fall into your heart. I want to sell this. I want to donate it or give it away. I want to give it to somebody in the family. In your heart, which one feels happier?
I think giving it to someone in the family, but most of my family don't particularly care about the family antiques.
Okay, so send out an email with a picture. I've got this beautiful table. I'd really like it to go to somebody in the family. Does anybody want it? If nobody wants it, then that's your answer.
Oh, okay.
Then you give it away or you sell it. Well, that was easy. So again, Kathy, it comes back to trusting yourself, trusting your voice, trusting that you hear. Come on, guys, you know this. You know how to do this. You fall into your heart, and then you follow what your heart, because your heart will tell you the truth. And you direct yourself, I am dispensing of all of these wonderful things in the highest way for the highest good of everybody concerned. That's my direction, so that's the way it's going to go. I can't make a wrong decision then. But you go into doubt, and then you lose trust. And the virus is a great way to practice this, guys. Do you know this work? Do you trust this work? Do you trust yourself that you're the creators of you and doing this work? Or are you going to let this take you back into your doubt and your fear and your not knowing, which will create more virus? That's what they mean. Be in the world. Yeah, there's a virus, but not of it. I create perfect health within me. I am perfect health. Okay, nothing else. That's it. That's your answer.
All right, you
got it? Yeah,
you
bet, baby. I think we're all, you know, challenged with that at some point. Am I doing the right thing? Because good little girls and boys like us, we want to do the right thing. Robin in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe. What's up?
I have a question about whether it's worth pursuing a lawsuit. It's mostly
yes.
for my brother and family.
Yes.
It is.
And that's the right question. It went to yes before you even finished your sentence.
Sweet.
And that's the right question. We're asking the right question. We're getting absolutely the highest answer. I get a yes on all of it. Any other? Yep. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. That was fast. Thank you.
Push the easy button. You bet.
Push the easy button. Okay.
Okay. Boy, this switchboard today is wonky. Hi, Maria. You're on in San Francisco.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so
Hi,
much
sweetheart.
For taking my call.
Of course.
I appreciate your help a few weeks ago and sending me love and balance. I think it's helping. I'm less emotional.
Good. Now, you can do that for yourself, you know. We all should be
yes.
doing that every day. Want to stay healthy? Send yourself, which means direct yourself to be, love and balance.
Okay.
See, I want you guys to understand you have so much more control over this than you think you do. The fear, we have nothing to fear but fear itself, to quote Churchill. Okay, go ahead, Maria.
Okay. I had emailed you. It didn't quite work out with the hotline, and it actually didn't work out with the attorneys, but either way, I'm still having to move forward. I'm trying to think of my question today because I'm having a spot on my right baby toe, and I'm having issues with my family still. I felt I moved forward, then all of a sudden,
you have
yesterday. What was that?
You have moved forward, but you
oh.
have to continue to move forward. Guys,
mm-hmm.
everybody, stop what you're doing and listen to me. These are times of adaptation and knowing. You're going to get challenged, and then you're going to get challenged, and then you're going to get challenged. But it's easy to move through your life if you keep in your knowing. So when you get challenged, smile and go, oh, great, another opportunity to practice this great work of creation. But we go the other way, and then we go into doubt, and then we screw ourselves over, and then it feels like we haven't made any headway forward, but we have. So, again, Maria, and we've got kind of a theme going here, too. Well, the whole sentence is trust yourself enough to love yourself. Trust the self-love you have for yourself. Wow. Well, they've never given it to us quite in that way before, have they? Trust that you can love yourself in the way you need to love yourself. Trust that love. Trust the power of it. Again, we want to go into the micromanaging and the making and the controlling instead of the love that creates and heals everything. Okay? That's your
okay.
answer, baby. Yeah, that's your answer to everything, Maria, is I trust me to love me. That's your mantra for the week. I trust me to love me. Now, of course, those aren't empty words. Those are commands and directions to your energy. And the more you can combine them with your love place, the more things turn around and the faster they turn around. Okay? Because if you don't trust yourself to love yourself, Maria, all the things that the channel gives you to do, you're going to take the actions, but the underlying belief is, well, I don't love myself enough to give me this anyway, so it's not going to work. Okay?
Okay.
All right,
thank
baby.
You.
You bet. All right, Iris, Philadelphia, you're on.
Hey, Dee, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, great. Two things. One, I was really excited to see that you're doing an acting class. that, you know, in April, doing the acting class. But I'm wondering, will you be doing another one? I won't be able to get to L.A.
No,
okay.
I won't be. Well, I don't have one scheduled. You know, I had a client, a healing client who's also an actor, just beg me to do this one-day seminar. So I said, okay, I'll do one day, because people don't realize, like I do everything, it's a huge amount of work, Iris, picking the right material for the right people. And, you know, those of you that have attended Creation Station, you know what I put into everything I do. So right now, no. But anyway, what else do you need to know today? Not much.
No. Yeah. I was just thinking about you with how much traveling that you do in general, and with the virus and everything going on, if that's affected a lot of your travel or cancellations or anything.
It's affecting everything, guys. But remember, again, be in the world, but not of it. So, yeah, I've had 3 conventions cancel on me. I was supposed to be in Vegas this weekend.
Right.
You know? And I want you all to know, because I've gotten a lot of emails questioning that information that came in, that really it's safe and it's okay. I keep testing that to fly. I still get a yes. That's the right question. Is it still safe to fly even with the virus? I get a yes. I get that's the right question. Am I going to get the virus if I fly? That's not the right question, because you could be getting it from somebody in the plane, just like people are getting it at Mar-a-Lago and people are getting it from the Apple store. And, it, you know, if you're going to attract it, you're going to attract it, whether you're on a plane or not. So if that gives anybody any discernment, again, but it makes us question, am I really in control? Can I really protect myself? Now, they also jump to berating me kind of for that. Said, no, Dee, you're not going into protecting yourself. You are directing health and wellness. And you understand the difference, because if you're going into protecting yourself, you make your brain focus on the virus that you're protecting yourself from. So we just want to focus on, I am health and wellness. I am money. You know, I am safe and secure in this world. I am taken care of in this world. Whatever you need to do with your self-talk to keep you in your power and in your knowing. Okay, Iris?
Right.
All right, baby.
Yeah, that sounds good. Things have been very precarious with the restaurant. Just being in the industry has been...
Honey, it's going to be precarious.
Yeah.
Life is going to be precarious unless you don't let it be. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. You got to be vigilant in your power right now, guys. You got to. Katie in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, baby cakes. What's up?
I took the bar exam in the end of February, and I want to know what's my energy around it? Is it anything I need to work on, like any resistance or something to getting a passing score?
All right, you took the bar exam?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you gotten the results?
No, they don't come out to like the end of April, and I realized they might even push it back because of what's going on now.
Yeah, well, again, the word for the year, guys, is adaptation and knowing, right?
Yeah.
The channel wants to remind everybody that worrying about anything creates what you don't mm-hmm. want. Okay? Because what worry
yeah.
does is it makes your brain focus on what you don't want. You don't want to not pass this bar exam. So I wouldn't worry about it. I would go, you know,
okay.
I did my best. Did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you do your best? Okay.
I wrote it handwritten part of it. My arm almost fell off. Oh, my gosh.
So I get that you channeled a lot of it. Katie, I would stay in my knowing. I would stay in the joy,
okay.
you know, of imagining getting the results
yeah.
and passing and having a
mm-hmm.
great job open up for you. You know, just live
okay.
live in that place. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's actually what I was doing while you were on your other calls. I was kind of like writing it out and feeling how I would feel. And
yeah.
doing that. I just wasn't sure if it was like a message I needed to maybe meditate
nope.
on or something.
I don't get any
okay.
core belief. I just get the celebration that it's done, it's successful. Live in the moment you want. Because,
okay.
you know, guys,
okay.
isn't it more exciting to live, if you've got to wait 3 months, let's say, for an answer or something? Isn't it more powerful
yeah.
to live in the joy and the knowing that it's all done successfully instead of the hell of worrying about it for 3 months that's not going to help create it being done successfully anyway?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
me as an actress, for example, my job is to go in and do my best and totally commit to the part. And then if I don't get it, stay in the joy that I went in. I did a great audition. My mantra is, hey, if not this one, the next, because I just keep creating work coming to me. And I'm telling you, I do. More than any other woman of my age, I do, that I know. Unless it's like Helen Mirren or people like that. But we're all creating at the level we're creating on. But I don't buy into, you know, I'm an older woman in the business, so work falls off for me, just like I don't buy in, not a doctor, you have to follow the guidelines that are being presented for all of us, but I don't buy into the fact that just because you're 60 or older, you're at higher risk of the virus. That's not my reality.
Right.
Because I know I keep myself healthy. I focus on health and wellness and joy and happiness. And am I aware of when little fears and questioning come in? Sure I am. And as soon as they do, I counteract them with a positive statement and feeling so that I bring myself back to what I want. Okay? I'm not
Thank
getting
you.
Anything else, Katie. Yeah. You're good to go, babe. Just know it. Got to stay in that knowing.
Okay.
All right. Miss Donna in New Jersey, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Yeah. So I'm experiencing, like many of us, some fear right now over the financial abundance I've created in the stock market. And I really need to stay in my power. I understand that. I also hear a lot about how the financial system is crashing to be rebuilt.
Yeah, it's
going
to bounce back. It always bounces back. From the beginning of time, it's always bounced back, Donna. So, again – stay in your knowing, keep focused on what you want. And it's not so much, they want you to be clear, it's not so much about your fear that you don't have enough. It's about your fear that you're not going to have enough.
Okay.
So it's a future fear. And future fears are pointless because we're creating the future right now. So you're, if you're in fear of the future, that's what you will create if you stay in fear of the future. But if you really knew that you're the creator of your own life, would you be in fear of the future?
No, absolutely.
Well, that's what I mean. This is a great opportunity. I want you guys to all read my e-blast tomorrow, by the way. There was some pretty amazing information coming through. Oh, yeah. All right. They want us. They're stopping me cold in my talk here. They want us to claim I am the balance of masculine and feminine energy in the creation of me and my life, the world, and the universe. I am the balance of masculine and feminine energy in the creation of me, my life, my world, and my universe. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. All this information came in about the balance of masculine and feminine, which we used to talk about a lot a couple of years ago. And here it is again, reminding us, you know, that the masculine and feminine have to come together in order to create. And you just saw how this virus that we're calling negative was such a positive influence in bringing the negative, in bringing the masculine and feminine of our government together so they could pass this bipartisan bill for the coronavirus. It's really interesting. Yep, it's really interesting. And they explained it all in the e-blast, and especially look at the picture on the e-blast. Just kind of look at it and take it in that I'm sending out tomorrow, because it like threw me against the wall when I looked at this picture. And then I got together with Nadia, and we did some work together around the masculine and feminine. And then all of this kind of congealed. And so make sure you guys read the e-blast tomorrow. It's really interesting. But you got your answer, Donna, okay?
Yeah, and it's no accident that that is my biggest thing that I have been working on is the masculine feminine balance. So.
Oh, really? Well, there you go. I love it. I love it. We are so in sync. I just love
so
you guys. Oh, my God. My heart. I just want to take a minute for you to receive how much I love you guys. Just open your hearts and you're just going to feel all this love rushing in from me. And freedom. Freedom's laying here going, her little tail's just flap, flap, flapping. So, yeah.
Thanks.
See, I am the frequency of love. Boy, I got that talking to you. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
Oh, my gosh. I just love you guys. All right. Lynn in Los Angeles, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, babe.
So I just wanted to say that the job that I've been working that's been paying me more money than I've ever made before was supposed to end yesterday, and it's for a husband and wife. And I wrote her a thank you card and just that I was interested in supporting her in any way in the future, and I gave her my info. And she called me like a half hour later and wants to keep me on for 3 nights a week. So in an industry that's like a lot of them that is slowing way down, I'll be consistent through whatever, you know. So
well,
I'm really happy
and
about
that. You created that through love, Lynn.
Yes, completely.
Yes!
I know that.
Yes. Okay, good. Good.
I have a question, though. I think that I already had this virus in November. I truly, and I tested
it. Okay, so for those of you that are working with the pendulum, and there's a lot in this community now, you got to be really careful about how you phrase your words. Because what your word said was, I think I already had the virus in November, and my pendulum goes yes. And then when
right.
I say she did, it goes to no. You did have similar symptoms of the virus. That I get a
okay.
yes. But, you know, you
okay.
can't test things around I think, I believe, I suspect, it is or it isn't.
Right.
And then,
okay.
And then always test if you're asking the right question. And it is the right question. Did you actually have the physical virus? It's funny, you had the energetic part of the virus, but you have
yeah.
cleared that up. And this job is a good example of the part of Lynn that knows she absolutely has control now.
Yes, I get a big yes on that. And I also get a big yes on my immune system being stronger now than it was then. And
yep.
yeah, it all feels really good.
Well, sure. The more you know you're in control of your life, the
yeah.
more the stronger your immune system is going to be.
Awesome.
Yep.
Thank you, Dee Dee.
Yep,
love
you're
you.
Welcome. Love you too, baby. All right. Eileen in New York City, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, babe.
It's been a while.
It has. Welcome back. What can we do for you?
Well, you know, here I am in New York City, and I feel like, you know, things are kind of frenzied. And
honey, things are frenzied in the world.
I know. I know.
Okay, so New York isn't special.
No.
New York isn't Italy or Spain, where they've shut down the whole entire country, right?
I know.
Or the
I know.
Part of Italy where you can't even walk out of your house. So you're in fear, is what you're saying.
Well, I'm in less fear today than yesterday, because yesterday I don't know how many times I did those mantras that you told us to do, but I kept doing it throughout the day, and something shifted last night.
Yep, yep. It sure did. I get a big yes about that. You.
Yes, I don't feel the same.
Well, your brain finally said, all right, she's not going to let me go there. I might as well go where she keeps directing me to go. And that shifts your energy so
right.
that you can stay more in your knowing. But again, guys, I want to remind you, these are not statements. They're not affirmations. You are literally commanding your energy to follow your direction, right? And then, guys, the biggest thing we can do to shift this and stay in our knowing is literally be the frequency of self-love. Be the frequency of knowing. Be the frequency of health and wellness. I'm telling you, the best thing you can do, best thing you can do to shift your energy is that simple little breathing exercise I give you all the time. 10 minutes a day, guys. Can you love yourself enough to give yourself 10 minutes a day of taking a deep breath into the count of 3 or 4? And as you exhale with a smile on your face, try this one. I am health and wellness and money. Let's just put it all together, because that's what we're worried about right now. Are we going to be able to take care of ourselves, right? Are we going to be healthy? And then you take another deep breath to the count of 3 or 4. Go to your love place. As you exhale with a smile, I am health and money and wellness. That's literally the frequency of who I am, of what I am. 10 minutes a day, guys, and, you know, go to your love place first. I had the best time doing that exercise yesterday, because every time I come home, Freedom gets so excited, she runs laps around my dining table. I mean, 10, 12, 14 laps, and it just cracks me up. And I think of her doing that while I say that mantra, And I am so high and happy by the time I come out of it. Does my mind wander sometimes? Sure. And then I just bring it back. But do it. Will you just do it for me, for you? Okay?
Yes.
All right, baby. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you again. Judy, we in Pittsburgh, you got to make it quick, please.
Hey.
Hi, babe.
Hey, this is Judy. Hey, thank you for all the love.
Thank you, darling. What can we answer?
When we believe we have knowingness and see signs of such, yet it hasn't manifest, do other actions to resolve the situation, to give energy for a solution, is that a distraction from our knowingness or allowing for possibilities?
Dear God, say it in one simple sentence.
That's as simple as I could get it.
No, it's not. What do you want to know?
When we believe we have knowingness and it hasn't manifest, and we do other things to resolve the situation.
Okay, either have it or you don't have it. Because when I say you believe you have it, I get a no.
Right.
You want to believe you have it, I get a yes.
Okay.
So they're going to give you one core belief that's in your way. This page. Yeah, I can never be God. So are you the God of you, Judy?
I believe I am.
See, it goes to no. You want to believe you are, I get a yes. So once again, guys, everybody answer to yourself. Can anybody think a thought for you? Judy?
No. No.
Can anybody feel a feeling for you?
No.
Can anybody hold a perspective or a judgment for you?
No.
Can anybody make you take an action you don't want to take?
No.
Okay. Ergo, you are the God and creator of you. And when we truly know that, we don't go into fear about anything else. So I would start for you to do the breathing exercise that I just put out there to everybody and go, I am the God of me, and really feel into that through your love place.
Okay.
I am the God of me. Really say it like you mean it, guys, and feel it. Feel the beauty around the health, the wellness, the money, being the God of you, right? Because if we're taking action or we're believing that we're doing the right things or believing that we're feeling the right things, and then there's a, yeah, but I'm not the God of me, I don't know for sure, so I'm not sure all this is taking. And then the doubt comes in, and then you leave your knowing, and then the challenge comes again. So that's where you want to catch yourself and redirect yourself into exactly what you want to know. Okay?
Okay. Is that why my other question is, I've been feeling dizzy for a week, and I don't understand that.
There's some kind of physical thing going on there, Judy, but and the, I think it has something to do with your ears. This page here, six. No matter what I do, it's not going to work. So again, you see, no matter what I do, it's not going to work. So I believe I'm in charge. I believe I'm the God of me, but I also don't know that I'm God, and so no matter what I do, it's not going to work. You see how it all comes together?
Right.
So then what that happens is they're showing me somebody who's just going around in circles, and that's kind of what you're doing. And what happens when we go around in circles? We get dizzy.
Right.
So start claiming I know. That it's as simple as that. I know. And I am the God of me. and I know.
Thank you.
Okay? You
Thank
bet.
You. Yep.
You bet. Oh, my gosh, you guys, this show goes so fast because we're just so fabulous and amazing. Ah, all right. March 25th is the webinar on stress, which will be talking about coronavirus and focus. And it's pretty amazing, amazing information that you're going to want to know that affects your whole life. March 25th, the Science of Creation, the new program that is the program that I would start. Anybody new coming into this work, I would start, tell you, start there, the Science of Creation. All right, guys, say it with me and mean it. I love me. I love me.
I love me.
I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.